Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. The
Score! This hour is being sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670.
And the fact that the Bears are 8-3, what a record for 670 The Score. Accept it.
The Bears are back.
The Bears are good.
I was not saying this a couple of weeks ago. I don't even know if I was convinced last week. The Bears did beat a good team yesterday.
They're good enough right now. And in the NFL, that's all that matters.
So they're not good, they're good enough?
Good enough.
Better back.
Good enough.
Better back.
Never let it rain.
Never let it rain.
Good enough.
Get better.
Good
get
enough.
Get better.
And you better get better.
You better get better.
Let's check out the meatball machine after a Bears win over the Steelers.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, boy. Let's go, Bears. 8-3. First place.
Bear down, baby. We live in the know.
So Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, it's like Hooters and Chuck E. Cheese.
Your Bears are 8-3. Layla, Grody, Marshall, Bear.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score.
Yo, what up? Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Welcome into the show. Hope you're all doing well. Some headphone issues here. Layla is off today, but Marshall is sitting here right next to me. What's going on, Marshall? How are you, buddy?
I'm not just good. I'm great.
What?
You know why?
Why?
Because we got a game this weekend that if I asked you at the beginning of the season what's going to happen in this game, the answer is very different than if I ask you today what's going to happen in this game.
The record's very different, too.
Well, I'm saying, like, when they were 0-0, you were like the Bears coming off of a 5-win season in which they lost 10 games in a row with a first-year head coach and a quarterback now having to learn a brand-new system and a defense that I don't know what's going to happen. Versus now, that 8-3, that 0-0 and the 8-3s for each of those teams are just so different than what I had pictured when we tried to figure out what was going to happen.
Would have picked a bombardment of this game. I probably did at the beginning of the season. There's tape everywhere of the picks that you and I made, which will bring us to our segment a little bit later on when we reseed, when we repick, when we reschedule.
Recalibrate.
We 6 games to go for the Bears. We pick 6 it. We figure out. We will. We'll go through every single game at what, 125 today? Is that when we plan to do
it's
that?
It's 125.
We will tell you, we will basically tell you if the Bears are going to the playoffs at 125 because one can usually conclude from a record in the NFL whether or not they will go to the playoffs, especially in this division. So that is coming soon. And I don't even know if we want to call it a make good because, of course, look. Marshall and I both picked the Bears to not do well this year. Sorry, not sorry. This is not one of those years where people are like, ha, you were wrong, Grody. You were wrong, Marshall. I'd be like, yeah,
they're too
I don't
busy
care.
Being happy
the
to care. They're too busy being happy to care who was wrong or right. They're like, it's 8-3.
That's a good point, actually. That's a good point. Right. Everybody should just be on that level of happiness. Unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily work out that way. But the closer we get to this game, and today is Tuesday, so we're just a few days away from the Bears in Philadelphia on Black Friday. 2:00 is the kickoff, and I'll be doing the pre and post. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on with Olin and James Big Cat Williams. But, I mean, even a couple of weeks ago, I would look at this Bears-Eagles game and be like, yeah, the Bears are going to lose, you know, without even hesitating. The more I think about it, the more I read about the Eagles, the more I go back on the recent Eagles struggles, I guess you could say, relatively speaking, this game is looking more and more winnable to me. Or at least, I mean, there was a time when I thought the Bears would straight up be blown out in this game, and I don't feel that way. Philadelphia's recent games, they blew a 21-point lead against the Dallas Cowboys this past Sunday. We all know that. That's terrible. That's awful. Saquon Barkley, by the way, 10 carries for 22 yards in that game. The week prior to that, Philadelphia does beat Detroit. That's a damn good Detroit game, so you give them all the credit in the world. Philadelphia beats Detroit 16-9 in that game, and something very scary in that game, in the name of Caleb Williams, about whom we will speak later, is that Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis combined for 5 batted passes in that game. Just make a note of that, because Caleb has struggled in that regard. That'll be one of those keys to the games as far as I am concerned. And then Philadelphia did beat Green Bay 10-7. Jalen Hurts 15 of 26, 183 yards. So they are not dominating teams right now. I think that's my bigger point, even against the tougher competition. And you know what the talk is in Philadelphia right now, Marshall? The talk in Philadelphia is, has Saquon Barkley lost a step? Should the offensive coordinator be fired? Why isn't the defense, why is the defense only 21st against the rush this year? The sky is falling for Philly right now, and I think that this is the exact time to take advantage of that while they are in this gray area, which may not last long.
All right, so this is the portion of the program that I've been waiting for since, I don't know, Sunday afternoon when I warned all of you. I said, the best thing that can happen for the Bears today, besides actually winning the game against the Steelers, which they did, is that the Philadelphia Eagles find a way to beat the Dallas Cowboys. And at the time, I think everybody was like, why wouldn't they beat the Dallas Cowboys? What are you talking about? And one particular person on our show was like, that doesn't make sense. Robbie, can I just ask Robbie real quick something?
Yeah, Robbie Triano, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell me why you were so shocked by that initial, before we can get into this. Why was that so confounding
to you?
Well,
the logic was, if the Eagles beat the Cowboys, the Bears are going to win. And if the Eagles lose, the Bears are going to lose. My brain couldn't compute, because I still think you can improve while winning, and the thought that, oh, they lost, so they have to win the next game, it didn't compute in my brain. It still doesn't compute in my brain.
So let me help walk through this, because you're bringing up excellent points talking about the Eagles and what some people would say is maybe a mix of a Super Bowl hangover slash you won the Super Bowl, so you won your division, and you're playing a very tough schedule. Remember, earlier this season, they beat the Chiefs. They beat the Rams. Have you seen the Rams?
Pretty good. They won 6 in a row.
Yes. They are the team, I think, that's the best in the NFC, maybe in all of football.
Can't disagree with that.
Okay. They also, as you mentioned, beat the Packers and the Lions, and I know it wasn't pretty offensively, but that defense is for real. The defense is for real. You just talked about the batted passes, right?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
So what you need to understand about Philadelphia right now is their offense is broken. People are unhappy. The stuff we've heard from Kevin Byard and other Bears players about how bought in they are to this Eagles head coaching staff, to the game plan, to the finding a way to win, it's the exact opposite in Philadelphia right now. So if they had just lost that game against Dallas, it could be a whole situation of, yeah, we're not doing that well, but you know, we're going to keep doing what we're doing because we're still winning games. Now that they've lost to their most hated opponent, their division rival, it is now when they, proverbially speaking, circle the wagons, get their proverbial ish together, and mount up for a Bears team they know can beat them on Black Friday. And my point to Robbie was, they were going to be so susceptible if they were still kind of going lollygagging along, like, oh yeah, we can win games 16-9 and 10-7. But now that they gave up the 24 points in the second half, they blew a 21-0 halftime lead.
Yeah, they did.
Now they're wide awake. And the sleeping giant is awake. A team that, do they have a better roster than the Bears?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. They have Super Bowl championship experience?
Yeah, absolutely. They're better than the Bears. But what I'm saying is, I still think, I do understand what you're saying.
They've imploded already. You wanted to be there for the implosion.
They are well motivated. They have to look at this as a get well game. They have to look at this as a game that they should dominate, because they are well motivated. You're right. The embarrassment meter was probably pretty high in Philly this week.
That could have been you.
But, here's the thing. I get all of that, like the internal motivation, and we're the damn Eagles, and we won the Super Bowl, and everybody picked us to go back-to-back this year. I don't think that they're ready to be there yet. Yeah, I'm sure they're pissed. And I'm sure that all these talking points are being discussed in their locker room throughout this week. I just don't think they're there yet. I think the Eagles will end up being a better, will have a better record than the Bears by the end of the season. I just think that they are still in a rut where they are still there for the taking right now. Will that last? Probably not, because the Eagles will get there, as you said, ish together. But I don't like is all of a sudden Saquon Barkley just going to find it? Is Jalen Hurts going to get a game over 200 yards? I mean, like, it's – well, actually, he did have – he was 17 of 39 for 289 against Dallas. But, like, you know the point. Like, is the magic just going to occur with this Eagles offense? As I said, when all the talking points in Philly right now are, do you fire the OC? As a matter of fact, this is Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Layla has the day off today. Marshall and I will be together for the next 2 days, so get used to it, at least for the next 48 hours of life here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Shout out to Lails today, though. Hope she is doing well. As I was getting ready today and going through my entire process of getting ready today, I decided I was going to flip on old WIP radio. From whence
you went there.
I did it.
It's a very different brand of radio.
It is. So it's on the Odyssey app. They are one of our sister stations, one of many. And so I'm just like getting ready to go, doing all my stuff. And I'm listening to what they're talking about. And I thought this will probably sum it up. This is on DeCamara and Richie.
Joe DeCamara.
Joe DeCamara and John Richie. On the morning show on WIP today, and the beautiful part about, and by the way, they will allude to, you will hear a name, they will allude to the Phillies batting coach, just so you have a reference point and you don't get stuck on that, and that's in your brain the whole time. And you will hear a wonderful bit of hometown Philadelphia dialogue accented. So this was like perfect for me to have heard what I heard this morning. Here's what they're talking about in Philly right now.
The Eagles offense. Take a chainsaw to that.
Oh, dude, I don't even, yeah. So, the coaches or the players, which group do you blame more?
That's the players. Like, you can lead a horse to water, but my God, you can't make them drink.
Hold on. Telling me that Nick Sirianni didn't make Xavier Gibson fumble it?
Here's the way I size it up, Ben, and tell me if you disagree with this. Here's the way I size up the Eagles' offense so far this year. Devontae is the only player that's better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts and Dotson are the same. And I'm using Hurts, the regular season Hurts, not the playoff Hurts. Hurts and Dotson are the same. And everyone else is taking a step backwards.
I agree.
And that's on
them. That has nothing to do with coaching?
I think very little.
Not in football.
I always love that when, I think, as a matter of fact, Parkins is going to be on the show today. Had that very passionate speech supporting Craig Counsell. I remember he was saying, can Craig Counsell get out there and hit? Can Craig Counsell play defense? Can Craig Counsell get guys out at the end of the... I always love it when they say, oh, Nick Sirianni, did he intercept that ball? Did he turn... Coach has to put the players in better positions in which to succeed.
Like, you can lead a horse to water.
It was so good, wasn't it?
But like, I get his point, though, about the fumble. Like, a lot of things, yes, coaches can put you in better situations. But fumbling usually comes down to, are you doing what you've been taught to do since you were 5 years old, as far as protecting the football?
That is true. Yes. Hold on to that football. I'm just looking at some numbers here, too, because he was talking about how everybody took a step back except for Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, 55 catches for 754 yards this year. A.J. Brown, that has been a point of contention this year for A.J. Brown and for Eagles fans. Eagles, 46 catches for 567 yards. And just refreshing people on where Saquon Barkley is coming off the historic season last year. 684 yards. He is averaging 3.7 yards per carry, 4 TDs this year. The best thing about Jalen Hurts is, and bad news for the Bears, is that Jalen Hurts, yeah, you're holding up a number one right now, Marshall. 17 touchdowns to 1 interception. That does not necessarily portend well for the Bears' interceptions.
How do the Bears win games again?
They have to force turnovers. So
who averages the least?
That's my question.
Who averages the least amount of turnovers in the NFL?
Who has the least amount of turnovers?
Like what team?
The Bears?
Oh no,
the Eagles.
Oh yeah,
Eagles.
Yeah.
But they're vulnerable in other ways right now. They're not exploding.
Okay.
Hey, Jalen Phillips might not play.
They're
he may
not
be out.
As vulnerable as they were a week ago before absorbing a loss.
Man.
That's
see,
my point.
See, normally I buy into that. Like, I've used that.
Okay.
I've used that before on the radio.
Do
but
you think
in
they
this
have a...
case, I just don't so think you're... they're ready to come out of their funk, no matter who it is, no matter what happened last week.
Okay.
Like, they will come out of their funk.
Just not this week.
By the way,
so you are picking the Eagles. You're,
we'll
you're picking the Bears.
You know what? You're going to find out today. You're going to find out who we're picking at 125 because, again, we're going to go through the final six games of the season, which include Bears at Eagles, Bears at Green Bay, Bears host Cleveland, Bears host Green Bay, Bears at San Fran, Bears at Detroit. We will pick those games later on. So you're going to find out at 125 who I'm picking, all right? So you just settle yourself down a little bit.
I'm not even excited. I'm not even excited.
You're not excited? What do you mean?
I'm not excitable. Like, I'm not...
Oh, I got you.
You're telling me to calm down. Like, I'm doing something that implies that I'm not already calm.
I like to...
Calm, cool, collected, ready for this smoke that you're about to give me.
Real quickly, before we go to the break here, did Grody remember Bear Glove today?
Oh, that's a great question.
I bathed in it today. I'm not going to lie to you. I put a couple of chunks of the Bear Glove in the water today, and so I am fully
ding, ding.
Bear Gloved. That is a fact. Coming up next on Raheemy Harris. Are you okay? Coming up next on Raheemy Harris and Grody, we are in the missing Layla formation today. Let's talk about the health of the Chicago Bears and what you could expect throughout this week. Let's talk about the secondary of the Bears. And I see the phones popping. If you want to pop in a call, we're here. We are here for you.
We're here for the people?
We are here for the people at 312-644-6767. We got Marshall Harris. We got Robbie Triano. We've got Ray Diaz. We got everybody here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Rudolph to throw it, looking for a big play, sideline, and it's intercepted! Deshaun Wright.
And not to mention, I thought what's undersung about what Shawnee's doing right now is how much he's influencing the run game as well. He's coming up. He's tackling the ball carrier. You know, they're throwing a bubble screen, and he's knifing through and making a play there. And so he's really playing sound football.
Deshaun has been a great story for the Chicago Bears this year, so we're welcoming back into Raheemy Harris and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Busy, stacked, and packed day at Hallis Hall today. I was just looking at the schedule they text me, and all the coordinators going today. Hightower, Dennis Allen, Declan Doyle, all getting ready later this afternoon, about 2:10. The defensive assistant coaches are going to be talking. Players will be available in the PNC Center out at Hallis Hall today. There will be an injury report, which is so crucial, almost dramatic this week, considering some of the heavies that the Bears have had out, mostly in the Bears' secondary. So that an estimate of the injury report will come out later. And boy, is that going to be crucial, because the list has been long. The list has been crucial.
You know who was watching Fox 32 on Sunday night?
Who?
This guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know who was on that show with you? Herb Howard.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about me being on that show.
Well, I said with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got that part?
Yeah, Herb Howard was there, yep.
He made a prediction about who was going to play this week. I know that perked your ears up.
Well, yeah, he said he's got a little birdie.
Little birdie, and you were like, is that birdie in a cage? Right. That was your line.
Oh, you were listening.
Yeah, Grody, watching. I'm your guy.
Thank you, Marshall. You've always supported me. Thank
okay,
you.
So listen, when we go back to last week's injury report, and the Friday, who didn't, and were they limited or not? The thing that, of course, got everybody excited is the fact that for the first time, Kyler Gordon had a full practice on Friday. And then for the second day in a row, Jalen Johnson had a full practice on Friday because he practiced in full on Thursday and Friday. And that was speculation that maybe one or both of those guys could have been on the field for the Steelers. And my whole thing even then was like, oh, no, don't do that. Save them. It's a short week next week. This just gives them five more days to get ready for the Eagles. So the biggest question is obviously, will Kyler Gordon and will Jalen Johnson play this week? That's like the biggest thing hanging over us. The other thing that's not as important but still has some importance, Theo Benedet was only limited with a quad on Thursday and Friday. So he was out there. He just couldn't practice in full. So will he be back to full strength levels? And if he is, is that enough to unseat Ozzie Trapillo after the type of performance he put on the field on Sunday? The tape that he put up where we nary heard his name on a Sunday afternoon because he wasn't committing pre-snap penalties like Theo Benedet has done from time to time or constantly, depending on how you want to look at it. So I'm looking at that, and I want you to tell me, do you think Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson are taking the field on Friday?
Man, I mean, my gut was, and I said this on the Fox show on Saturday night, my gut was no. But then Herb, as you said, Herb Howard of the Big, strikes back with little birdie, told him that they're going to play. The birdies don't always tell the truth. I've talked to birdies before out at Hallis Hall.
They talk back?
Sometimes they talk back. Sometimes they give the wrong information. Sometimes they're just that confident that the birdies will be like, heck yeah, I'm playing. So I can't call it right now. Like I feel like I am at the behest of the information that will be coming out of Hallis Hall today. So, I mean, it definitely wouldn't shock me either way, but my original gut instinct was because that was what was in the floating around the hall a couple of weeks ago, that the most likely scenario would not be the game last week. It would not be the Eagles game, but it would be the Green Bay game. That was the initial. Now, that obviously fluid situation very well could have changed by now, but I do find that to be fascinating and very interesting. I can't wait to see if those guys are playing, if Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson are playing. Like, okay, Dennis, you got a full deck here this year, which he has not had. What are you going to do? And again, I don't know. Yes, Nashawn Wright is playing better than Tyreek Stevenson right now. C.J. Gardner-Johnson has been one of your best defensive players, essentially, since he came here. So you can't not find a place on the field for him. Obviously, you'd have Jalen Johnson playing. So it's a very tough situation, and I don't know how you call it other than you go with the hottest hands right now, and that would leave Tyreek Stevenson out.
I don't know about out. I just think they can, one, get creative.
I'm talking
and also,
about snaps wise. Well, like, of course he's not going to sit out the entire game.
That's what I'm saying. You work him in, though. That's kind of what they need for both Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon, is to not feel like you got to put him out there for all the snaps. That's the goal, right? Is to be able to slowly work them in if they go, let's say, a quarter or a half of a game this week. And then for Green Bay, they're ready to go. I don't like the idea of full go, full bore against Green Bay, and you haven't played football in that long. I think working them in makes sense. And I think, I never thought I would have said this at the beginning of the season, they actually have the depth in the secondary if those guys come back to do it.
Yeah, they do. Let's listen to what Ben, this is really short, but what Ben Johnson had to say when he was asked about, I guess we'll call it, the secondary conundrum.
Ben, you mentioned Shawnee. You know, he's tied for the league in interceptions. You have two corners who may come back as soon as this week, probably, maybe. How do you guys weigh his role going forward?
Yeah, that's the fun part, isn't it? No, he is. He's done a phenomenal job, and I think he has certainly earned playing time.
Mm. And Ben Johnson was smiling when he said that and rubbing his hands together. So my gut is that, yeah. I mean, how can you sit him? How can you sit Nashawn Wright right now when he is doing the thing that the defense, for better or for worse, is dependent upon to be good? Forcing turnovers. And he's the best, along with Byard on the Bears. So how can you not? Like, I think I just worked through it. If everybody's healthy,
everybody plays.
It's got to be Nashawn Wright. Yeah, everybody plays, but Nashawn Wright should be the first guy out there on the outside, not Tyreek Stevenson.
Oh, so Jalen Johnson and Nashawn Wright are your starting corners.
If they're to not, come back. This is what we're talking about.
So yes. I thought you were saying Tyreek Stevenson and Jalen Johnson. Or excuse me, yeah.
It would be Nashawn Wright and Jalen Johnson as your outside cornerbacks.
Okay.
Right? And, of course, you find opportunities depending on how many cornerbacks you have on the field. Tyreek can get in.
He's used to the timeshare based on what happened at the end of last year.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. So I think it's that's the way they have to go, right? Is there any other answer? I mean, if your defense is about turnovers and Nashawn Wright leads the team in interceptions.
The league.
It's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, not the team, the league. He's tied for the league lead.
Right. So you can't. Like, that's the answer.
Okay, I'm with you. I think it's interesting. TJ Edwards, you know, as I mentioned, he didn't practice at all on Friday. He didn't practice last week. So he's missed three games. They didn't put him on IR. How concerned are you that this is way worse than we thought? Because it was a hand and a hamstring. And, you know, the thing about IR is you have to miss four games.
Yeah.
Well, now you could have had a roster spot because he could have been on IR while you were playing these games. And now you're definitely short at linebacker. So did they miscalculate here or did he have some kind of setback?
Here's what I think is going on with TJ. I think as a veteran player who gets his second contract from the Bears in a year in which the Bears are a winning team right now with the 8 wins, they're giving it one more try with TJ. That's why they didn't put him on IR. They're like, we can use, like, I obviously it would have looked better if they had, because he's now missed the four games, right?
This week would be the fourth.
The fourth game. Right. So then we could say, yeah, why didn't you just put him? I think that they think that they can get him out there. I don't know, and I don't know if TJ Edwards thinks this, and I certainly don't know if it's going to take. Like, he may go out there and get injured again. Like, this might just be an injury season for TJ Edwards. But I think that they are doing everything they possibly can right now in this circumstance to get that man ready to play this week, hopefully, and if at the very least the following week. Green Bay, exactly, to give it one more shot. Because it just has that feeling of this injury-riddled, weird, dumb season for TJ Edwards, as happens to NFL players every once in a while.
We are talking injuries and the Eagles and the injury concerns and who might be back for this Black Friday game against the Eagles here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Layla's got the day off, but we are having a good time speculating and trying to workshop through this as to who's doing what.
I'm not even speculating anymore. If Jalen's back, it's Nashawn Wright. Now, the offensive side of the ball, I will ask you that.
Oh, okay.
Is it, okay, everybody's healthy, Benedett's back, Trapillo or Benedett?
You know how some weeks Ben Johnson likes to use some pass catchers more than others in the game plan, and you can see that with the way the targets work out and the way the reads work out. I think this is one of those weeks where he feels like he has a little luxury there, where he can make the decision, are we trying to run or are we trying to pass? Now, I think it's going to be a Theo Benedett, because I think they're trying to run the football and control the clock against the Eagles more so than, you know, have the pass protection where it needs to be. The Eagles offense is struggling right now. If you can get an early lead, if you can get an early lead on the Eagles and force them to be a throwing team, open season.
Wow. So you're picking the Bears to win?
Didn't say that. I like how you did that, but I definitely did not say that. There was a big if in there. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, I did. You know I like to mess with
But
you.
The Eagles lost, so the Bears are going to lose.
That's right. That's the Marshall odds. It's legally binding.
The odds of the Bears winning have gone down because the Eagles lost to
the Cowboys. Sorry, Chicago. Marshall thinks you're dead.
Disagree. Why don't we take your call?
I don't think you disagree, though. I think you're with me. You just still think there's a window open for the Bears to get the win.
I think the window is open because the Eagles aren't playing at a 10 right now where they usually play. And I think you're saying that because the Eagles got embarrassed against Dallas and they haven't been dominating, that they're just like, screw it. Now we're fully motivated and we're going to beat the hell
out
of the Bears.
Not motivated, but recalibrating. We can get into that later. Go ahead. Take your call. Take your call.
312-644-6767. That's the number here on Raheem Harris and Grody. We take all calls. All the texts are great today. Twitchers, what's up? What's up, Twitchy McTwitchersons?
Hi, Mob.
Good to talk to everybody in the mob. I'll get to you guys later. I've been joining in on the conversation a little bit lately. It's Aaron on I-39. Aaron, you're on the Score.
How you guys doing? Happy holidays. Man, I'm calling because I'm going to say this. I've been a Bears fan my whole life. and I've moved from Chicago to Springfield and now back to Chicago. My whole life I've been a Bears fan. I don't know anything else but the Chicago Bears. Going into this game, I'm serious, man. I know what a hamburger horseshoe is, gentlemen. I'm telling you. I know Illinois. I know. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Look, they got me. Springfield got me eating walleye. I didn't know what walleye was until I, you know what I'm saying?
So I like that, too.
Aaron, I do know what you're talking about.
So you know what I'm saying? I know. I tried to call in when you mentioned it. I was like, no, there's a horseshoe and there's a breakfast shoe, and I know the difference. And I grew up on Italian beef. But all my life, I've never been able to say what I'm about to say in this moment. Full disclosure, I picked the Bears to lose this Sunday because of the same reason. But I'm going to pick them to win Friday. I got the better quarterback. I legit have the better quarterback. This is the first time since 94-95 Kramer years with Conway and Jeff Graham I can say I have the better quarterback.
So you are saying, to be clear, Aaron, you are saying,
to be clear, stand on it. The Bears are going to win Friday because I have the better quarterback. Jalen Hurts is a great athlete. I have a quarterback that drives me crazy. He holds the ball too long. He doesn't pay attention to the clock. He has his awareness of where first down marker is. I am a true Bears fan. I'm not big on the coach, but in this game, I have the better quarterback. Dare I say it, I have the better coach. And with the belief that they have in each other, I'm going to have a win.
Aaron, what is
What
is the breakfast horseshoe in Springfield? I know the regular horseshoe.
So let me explain this to everybody. A breakfast shoe is the one that Leamy was talking about with the gravy on top. So it's eggs, potatoes on top of toast or English muffin, and then they put the sausage gravy on top. A horseshoe or a pony is when they do a hamburger or chicken or whatever, and then they put the fries on top of the Texas toast and they pour the melted cheese on top.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So one is a dinner, lunch thing, and the other one is a breakfast thing. So
got you.
That's the difference.
Aaron, I'm glad you got in today, my friend. Thank you so much for the call.
Love the show, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Aaron and I are practically the same person. Chicago to Springfield to Chicago.
Let me tell you something. Aaron is right, but Aaron is wrong. Okay. Aaron is right when he says they have the better coach. They do have the better coach. Even though Nick Sirianni's got the Super Bowl ring, Ben Johnson's a better coach. But Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback. You know why? Because all Jalen Hurts does is win.
He does win a lot.
And until Caleb Williams gets, I don't know, to the playoffs, we can't even begin to have this conversation.
Yeah, it's a little bit silly. I think there's potential for him to pass
up. Sure.
Like, Jalen Hurts is a complicated quarterback. You're right. All he does is win, but he doesn't necessarily put up the gaudy numbers, and he leaves you wanting more, just a little bit, right?
Do you want more than a Super Bowl, though, at the end of the day?
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
And that's where you're not going to win that debate right now, Jalen Hurts over Caleb Williams. I mean, Caleb is
been to two of them.
Just getting
one,
going.
One of them.
Just getting going. There was a really bad Bulls game last night that we...
I think you're being too kind.
Yeah, there was... What word would you use? Pitiful? Pitiful. That's a pretty strong word. Pitiful.
Wow.
Pitiful needs to be used more. Pitiful? Do you pity what happened last night? Was it full of pity? Was it pitiful?
It was... awful.
I'm going to give you the break.
Okay,
to come up with a word.
One word?
Yeah,
right.
Because you can't tell me I'm using the wrong word and then say awful. Come on, you got to be better than that.
It wasn't strong. You said bad.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You bad.
Awful is a superlative to bad.
I just think you could do better.
Okay,
so think about during the break. The Bulls lost to New Orleans.
Bulls could do better, too.
143-130. We will talk about that game next here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on the screen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Gore.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Boots, you guys saved your best for last. What changed in that fourth quarter?
We finally started playing, for three quarters, whatever. We were very soft. No resistance. Ooh, man. We gave no resistance.
Come on, be happy, man.
We gave no resistance. We didn't do anything that we talked about. Just play really soft. It was really bad.
2 days later.
And this ball game is over. 143-130 Pelicans.
Bulls were so sad last night. It's Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The hour is being sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles. Layla has the day off. Grody and Harris are here for you. The Bulls lost to New Orleans 143-130 last night. The Bulls were barely ever in the game last night. Now, take into account that this is a Pelicans team that, with the win, is now 3-15. It ended what was a 9-game losing streak for the New Orleans Pelicans. You can kind of see how bad this was on the road. Zion Williamson with 28. Ayo Dosunmu led the Bulls with 28 points. Zion had 29. Marshall, what'd you think watching that game last night as we were all texting each other?
I thought I had better things to do with my time. And you know what? They were down by as many as 22. Several times they kind of worked their way back to be down, 10 points.
In fast fashion, too.
Well, that's the thing. That's what they can do. They can score a lot of points. They did hit 40% of their threes. That's a great number, especially when you're shooting 50 of them. By the math, that should work. But it doesn't matter if every time you step on the court, you give up 34-plus points. Like, there wasn't a single quarter where they didn't give up 34 points. That's awful.
It was rough.
That's one of the worst offensive teams in the league. And they were playing Ole defense. In fact, it might not have even been Ole defense. It was barbarous watching that.
Ooh. That's barbarous.
That's the word I came up with.
Barbarous. I don't know if I've ever used the word. Can you define the word barbarous for us?
It's
barbarous?
Kind of like brutal, but like in a painful way.
Like barbarous.
Yeah. Barbarous. But that's
all right. So that's the word, because we were trying to figure out awful and bad were not good enough. We both gave really just easy adjectives. So that's why barbarous has come into play here with the way the Bulls play. They got dominated just in every way, shape, or form. Like, the 143 points is embarrassing, but you look at rebounds, out rebounded 55-33. Offensive rebounds 19-4. Second chance points, it's all there. I mean, you just read these stats and you can see what happened, even if you didn't see the game. 30-8 points in the paint, dear Marshall. 78-44 against a 3-15 New Orleans team, which had lost 9 in a row coming into this game.
I think the stat that really stands out to me is the fact that when you talk about the points in the paint, 78-44.
Yeah.
Understand this. The Pelicans made 39 shots in 67 attempts in the paint. 39 shots. The Bulls only got 31 shots in the paint. So they're making more shots in the paint than you're even attempting. Like, they doubled you up in shots attempts in the paint. It's really something that Vooch, we heard on the way in, was talking about. Like, this is unsustainable.
Yeah.
I do think there are cures for this. For the Bulls, though, I don't think this is like, whoa, the season's over or anything like that. I still think they're going to get to 45 wins. I don't think the competition is that good night in, night out.
I mean, they're 9-8, but right?
They're a try-hard team. 9-8 is not far from, if you think about what 45 wins is,
yeah,
that means you go 45-37. That's 8 games above 500.
No, I'm saying like 9-8, like, again, I know that we're disappointed with the Bulls and the way that they have been playing, but relative to what we all thought coming into this year, like 9-8 is about where you thought the Bulls would be right now. Nobody thought they were going to have a hot start that they did, right? So 9-8 is about right,
well,
isn't it?
And,
if we're being realistic?
And Kobe is finally back to his full minutes allotment. He played 35 minutes last night. That's a good sign.
3 of 10 from three.
Vooch not playing, that's a big deal. Like, yeah. It's not about him not playing as much as it is you just don't have another big to put in there. Zach Collins is not ready to go yet. So you're depending on Jalen Smith and to some degree Modest Buzelis and these other guys. And Noah Asenge, seeing him for the 2 minutes and 9 seconds, that was kind of... Yeah, what word would you describe that?
Oh, my God. I mean...
Cringe? Cringe is a good word.
Cringe.
Because you just cringed when I said it.
Cringe is the word because... And part of it is because I felt bad for the guy. He's 18. But I also thought Billy did the right thing. Get him off the floor. This ain't right. This ain't working. He's not ready yet.
And one thing I want to leave you with, because it was the New Orleans Pelicans. Understand that draft night, when the Bulls were taking Noah Asenge, the Pelicans offered their unprotected first-round pick for this year to the teams ahead of the guy of the team that actually took it. Joe Dumars said from 9 on, they were offering up stuff, and you couldn't get it. But a team behind you got an unprotected first-round pick for a guy named Derek Queen, who you didn't draft, and Derek Queen looked a whole lot better than Noah last night, and he has all season long.
That comment is right on time, because a texter simultaneously, while you were so literally, look up there a few seconds ago, do we have any idea why the Bulls didn't draft Derek Queen? There you go. I think Marshall Harris just scratched the itch with the frustration that he showed towards that. The cure for the Bulls right now in the immediate future, although it certainly didn't work with New Orleans, is the 4-13 Charlotte team and the 2-14 Indiana team.
Better look out for Konkanipal. There's your warning.
Who?
Exactly. Konkanipal. Look it up.
Whoa.
He's been the best rookie.
Dump him. Dump him. Guns N' Roses, ladies and gentlemen. You should keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses perform live at Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park on July 29th. That's provided by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale on Friday, December 5th at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Coming up next on Rahimi Harris and Grody, let's talk about Caleb Williams through the mind of Kurt Warner. It's next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.